Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast, where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a buddy, we talk about the top five of a topic of our choice. And today, it's Ruby Innes, everyone. Yay!
Howdy!
Hey, Ruby, how you doing?
Yeah, good. You know, busy writing for Kotaku Australia.
Yes, we were just discussing that off air. You were saying new job, new you. That's great.
New job, new me. Now I'm a huge loser. Definitely wasn't before. I was very cool before.
Now, I was just saying, I talked to a buddy. Now, I've never even met you. I've had you on the pod like two times, three times, but I've never met you face to face.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the you know, the way of things in this this digital age, you know,
yeah.
Especially with, I don't know if you've heard of this thing going around. It's called the novel coronavirus.
Oh, right. I'll write that down.
Yeah, I'm please not, write. You might need to look it up later.
Well, you're in Sydney. Sydney gets stuff before Melbourne. I'm not sure we've had it yet.
No, I'm almost certain that there's not been one case of the coronavirus in Melbourne.
No, I don't know what's happened.
They always just dodged it. You guys dodged it. Like, good job. but COVID has been happening, and I feel like I've met a lot of people over Zoom. And like I've probably seen my coworkers more on Zoom than I have in real life.
Yeah, I had the same. So Concetta Caristo, do you know Concetta?
Oh, love Concetta.
Yeah, well, I've had her on the pod like four times, and I only met her for the first time this year at the Comedy Festival, and it was a really weird kind of like, hey, like we just kind of, and then she was like acting like someone who you've spoken to before but never met.
Yeah.
And I was just acting like, oh, yeah, I've met you before. And I realized, oh, I've not met her before. Yeah, it was like, oh. And so I did. And the same thing happened yesterday. We were at a gig together. And it was like the second time ever seeing each other in person and having to go, hey, how you like, wow, this is you and this is me and we're here in the flesh. Yeah.
Do you have like a full on mirror moment where like you move your hand at the same time? You're like, real life.
Yeah. But we're not talking about Concetta today. We're talking.
Oh.
No. Well, she may come up on this list, really.
No!
We're talking the baddies. We're talking the crims. We're talking villains in TV shows. Our top five villains in TV shows. Ruby, as I've just decided, we've never met, but you strike me as someone who likes a villain.
Are you saying that because I look like a queer woman?
No, I'm saying that because... Our online interactions, I reckon you'd be going, yeah, I want to see someone like set the world on fire.
I love all things evil and nefarious. You're so right. But, you know, I will say like a lot of villains in media are definitely, what's the word? They're queer coded. You know, you got Jafar who's a bit of a fancy boy. Let's be honest. Like you got so many Disney villains that are very queer coded,
yep.
And then in more recent times, you've got villains that are literally gay, they're supposed to be. I don't know. Like, it's very like, you know, that's the vibe. I love it. I live for it. But in terms of like crimes, I think they're fantastic. I think everybody should be doing more crimes, and I think the villains have it right.
Well, with that, is it because back in like the when it was real, kind of Batman Joker, the actor who played the Joker was very camp. The Joker, the Riddler, it's all that high camp kind of stuff. And
I feel like Batman in general, like old Batman was always really camp. Like, I mean, Adam West.
Yes.
Like, come on.
Yeah. And so it has that kind of, because I'm thinking from famous movies, like famous villains in movies. So you've got in Die Hard, the German dude plays it a little bit camp as well.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing as well. Like, so many villains for a really long time were either like maybe gay or definitely Eastern European.
Yes. But we're sticking to TV shows as well. Yes. Why not both? Nothing wrong with that.
You can be both.
You can be.
You can.
We're sticking to just TV shows. So we're not talking movie villains. We're talking TV shows. So how it works is we go through top five. I'll start with my number five. There will be some honorable mentions at the end because there's two I just couldn't fit in, even though I tried. But these are the ones that I reckon are my five favorite villains. Now, my number five, if I was doing a list of favorite TV shows and shows that I would rewatch again, this is the show that I would go, yeah, that's my number one. Freaks and Geeks. The character Kim Kelly, played by Busy Phillips, is just...
Oh, for sure.
She's so great as that role. Yeah. And even though the series only had one season and then it got cancelled, and Judd Apatow and Paul Feig have talked extensively about, we knew the writing was on the wall, so we filmed the last three episodes we knew we wanted to do and just held on to them for when we got cancelled, then we could play. And they played all three on the one night, apparently. It was meant to, if you haven't seen it, it's amazing. It's kind of like, came out the same time as Dawson's Creek. It was far superior. It was super funny. A cast of people who have all got on to do great stuff. So Martin Starr's in it. Seth Rogen's in it. Busy Phillips. James Franco, we don't talk about him these days, but he's in it as well.
But he's in it, it's true. Yeah. And Linda Cardellini.
Yes.
My wife, I love her.
Jason Segel is also in it.
All the Judd Apatow regulars were in it.
Well, apparently he had a thing where he's like, when that show got cancelled, he made it his mission to make sure that the actors in the show continue to get work.
Yeah.
And so when he made Undeclared, which is the one, because the thing was afterwards, they weren't sure if, like the notes from the network was, we don't know if it's a comedy or not. It should be more obviously funny, even though it is very, very funny. So he made a series called Undeclared, which is just a half hour kind of series about first year uni or first year college, and made it a lot funny and put like Jason Segel's in it. Martin Starr plays a character in some parts as well. It's so good. But Busy Phillips' character, Kim, was... There was a girl at my in year 12 who hated me and looks like Busy Phillips as well. And so when I watched it, because I watched this when I was first year uni, so it came out in 99, 2000, that's when I watched it. And I was like, oh, this is that woman who, our college, when I was in year 12, the cafeteria, everyone would play cards. Mm. We'd play like Spit or Kings and some of that. And there was one game, I can't remember what it was called, but at the end of it, you get to punch the person on the hand really hard. And she always invited me to play with her because she just wanted to punch me on the hand really hard. And I never lost against her. So it was like, but I was so nervous about losing. And it wasn't because I was a good card player. It was just the luck of the draw. But Kim Kelly, best.
Oh,
she's
my God.
So good.
Incredible. Like, I love Busy Phillips. Whenever she's played a mean girl role, she's always done it in such a way that's like, you can't help but love her.
Yeah.
And she's so good at it. She's so good at it. And in Freaks and really Geeks, good. Oh my God. Like, it was weird because it's like, you are so mean. And I don't consider myself a very mean person. I have my bitchy moments, but I do not consider myself a mean person. But like, I wanted to be her friend.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be her friend. Like, maybe a little out of fear. Like, I don't want you to target me. But also maybe a bit because, like, she's cool. Like,
yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
Yeah. And you don't want to say the mean girl's cool, but, like, God, she's cool.
Well, it's like saying smoking's cool. It is cool. I'm sorry.
It
like,
is.
I never did it.
And we should be allowed to smoke inside and on planes.
I never did it, but anyone who is good looking who smokes is better looking. But it worked. There's a line, there's a pivot where... If you're not good looking and you smoke, it doesn't raise you up any points.
No, you're so right. And then like you see people who are hot that smoke and you're like, oh my God. I don't want anyone else to smoke but you. That's and not exactly in a way that it. I want you to die, but in a way that I think you look great doing it.
I want you to get when you're like 10, 15 years older, those lines on your top lip just that they all have.
I want to see your teeth. I want to see how yellow they are. Your great smile.
Your number five, Ruby.
My number five. Oh, I made the grave mistake of not putting them in order.
Oh, that's all right.
So I'm just going to make an order right now. I'm going to say my number five is Azula from Avatar: The Last Airbender. I think where we might be different is I've got a lot of animated villains
okay.
in my list because I'm a big cartoon nerd.
I've only got one. There's a bit of sizzle for your listeners. I've only got one cartoon, but I've never seen The Last Airbender.
Oh, fantastic show. Fantastic show. Just really good. Like, I can't even explain it. It's just fantastic. Just the whole, like, four elements and the people who control them. It's a fantastic show. Probably one of the standouts in terms of animated series, you know. I'd say ever. I was going to say on Nickelodeon, but like one in the time that it came out, it wasn't super hard to be one of the better shows on Nickelodeon because yep. it was after the age of like Angry Beavers and Are All Monsters and the good stuff, Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah.
Like that age was past. And I think Avatar was like one of the few really good ones. Okay. But Avatar: The Last Airbender, fantastic show. The movie, horrid, dog shit, doo-doo ass, not good. Made by M. Night Shyamalan. Don't know what he was thinking. Grave mistake. You are stupid, man.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.